Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Good afternoon. Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard. I'm so glad that you're all listening in, and I'm glad I'm here. I am going to be taking calls today, any calls, love, relationships, because it's Valentine's Day. So please feel free to give me a call. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. My number here is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Valentine's Day. We're going to talk today a lot about intuition and love. We're going to do a little quiz today. So if you want to get a pen, some paper to take the quiz, actually, hopefully we might even get two quizzes in. We're going to also do an exercise if we have time. So you might want to take notes today. And everything that I'm doing today is also going to is also in my book, Love and Intuition. And Love and Intuition was published by Llewellyn Worldwide, and it's available on Amazon and bookstores. So feel free, if there's anything today that perks your interest, you want to know more, feel free to get the book. And I'm also this, in fact, today, it's on Stan's Women's World magazine, has an article about the psychic types in it today. Well, it's in it for the month. So if you want to check that out, that's Women's World magazine. And my website is www.sherrydillard.com. And email is sgd7777@yahoo.com. So if you'd like to get a hold of me, look at my website, feel free to do that. Like I said, today we're going to be talking a little bit about love and intuition. And I know, you know, for some people, Valentine's Day is an absolutely wonderful day of expressing their love for their beautiful partners, boyfriend, girlfriends, wives, husbands, even our children, our family. And many people, I've heard Valentine's Day kind of called the most dreaded holiday too, because we do tend to have high expectations for being loved. It's kind of something we all hold in our heart very dear. We want to be loved, and sometimes we're not loved in the way that we want to be or that we expect to be, and it can kind of let us down, and sometimes people struggle with that, especially on Valentine's Day. One of the reasons I wrote the book, Love and Intuition, I wrote it for a lot of reasons, but one of them was that in my own life, going through relationships and certainly my fair share of struggles and ups and downs, I really realized for myself that what I really needed to do was be in a relationship with love. And I really consciously worked at understanding what that would mean and working with that for myself. And we all know love has many forms. You know, the highest, absolute highest form of love is absolute love, unconditional love, compassion, kindness, and it's the most powerful energy in the universe. And that's the love that we all hold in our hearts that we really want to experience. In our relationships with one another, we tend to experience more relative love or more conditional love. And conditional love, relative love, is love that has more expectations and You know, it's the love we're kind of like as humans working with and always kind of really wanting to elevate that love into absolute love. And as we do that, we grow. And that's the journey that we're on in this lifetime as humans, is transforming that relative conditional love that we have for ourselves, for one another, into that more powerful, higher form of love, which is absolute love. And when I say being in a relationship with love, I really mean being in a relationship with that highest degree of love, of really knowing that energy and being able to connect and feel that. And in part, you know, it's not logical. It's not something that we can figure out and factually kind of go about. We have to use our emotions, open our heart, and also feel through our intuitive ability. The highest form of love is intuitive. It's out of time, it's out of space, it's intuitive. And we often, in relationship, almost everybody, without knowing it, a lot of times we're not even aware that it's happening, but we experience kind of a combination of relative love and absolute love. That absolute love is always kind of like calling us into a higher degree of experience. And when we are in relationship with others, family, friends, boyfriend, girlfriends, husband, wives, what tends to happen to most of us is that we begin to connect energetically with those who we're close to through our intuition, through the energy of love. Even those that we really don't know well, we can actually connect with in that way. If you ever, you know, think about some time when maybe you've met somebody, you hadn't known them, you met them, maybe talked to them on the phone, met them in person, and as soon as you connected with them, you just had a feeling that you knew that person, or that person was somehow going to be important for you in life. And sometimes we even know, just upon meeting somebody, kind of the pureness of their heart. We know, despite maybe what they have done in life, what really that kind of authentic love, we can feel that in them. Now, sometimes that can get us into trouble, of course, because we also have to kind of deal with the relative love and the experience of love that most people know. But initially, quite often, that clarity that we experience with others is that absolute love coming to us through our intuition. You know, sometimes we will be called or call somebody, a friend, right when they need to hear something, right when they're having some trouble or they're feeling alone. That's also our intuition and love connecting. Maybe dreaming about someone, waking up in the middle of the night, concerned, having someone on your mind, knowing when someone's either really experiencing something positive or maybe experiencing something that's challenging for them. And why it's so important to develop your intuition with love is that the more we do that, the more we can experience that higher form of love, that absolute love, is, and that's what we all really desire and what guides us and what can help us through our relationships get to that place we want to be at with another that is connected through that higher form of love. When we're connected to someone solely through relative love or conditional love, it's always somewhat of a struggle. Even it's kind of can be up and down, even when it's good. There's that sense of having to maintain that. And when we can relax into absolute love with somebody, it completely transforms the relationship into something stronger, bigger, higher, more nurturing and giving to us than what relative love could ever be. It's almost like there's a third presence in the relationship, and that's the presence of love, that higher form of energy that can really transform us, transform our partners, heal us, heal our wounds. And so it's so important to use your intuition and love, not just in relationships, which is absolutely essential, but also in being able to discern and feel that higher form of love. We're going to come back in a moment, and we're going to get started on the quiz. The quiz we're going to take, so get your pens ready, pencils, paper, computer, whatever you're working on. We're going to take the quiz that's in the book, Love and Intuition, that's going to help you discern how your intuition is working on a day-to-day basis in relationships and in love. And you might be a physical intuitive, mental, emotional, spiritual, and you also have a love type too, an intuitive love type. And when we come back, we're going to take the quiz, so get ready. Again, what we're working on is in my book, Love and Intuition. And I'm Sherry Dillard, and we will be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and we're back with Intuit University. And like I said, we are going to now take the Intuitive Love Quiz. This quiz is going to help you to better know, better understand the way your intuition works in relationships. And what we're going to do, we'll go through the quiz, and then I will describe what kind of intuitive you may be. Now, you're probably going to be a combination of a couple different kinds of intuitives, which is absolutely wonderful. That's kind of what we want. But it will also give you kind of your, maybe your highest scores, so you'll know how you mostly intuit. And it's also interesting, if you're in a relationship, to have your partner take this quiz too. And it can help you to kind of better understand what love means for them. Sometimes it's hard to put it into words, but when again, because love is kind of non-logical, we can't always describe it, but it will help you to tune into your partner's way of loving and how they will feel loved. All right. Now, one other thing before we begin the quiz. There's going to be four possible answers for every question, and you're probably going to think, you know what, all of them are true, and they probably are. I mean, they're probably going to be, you know, pick the one that's most of the time true for you, or the one that you initially feel like, oh, yes, that really feels like me, knowing that all of the answers at one time or another are probably true for you. All right, you ready? All right, number one. I am most comfortable with others who A, discuss their ideas, B, share their feelings, C, participate in activities, or D, seek spiritual growth. I am most comfortable with others who A, discuss their ideas, B, share their feelings, C, participate in activities, or D, seek spiritual growth. A, B, C, or D. All right, question number two. When a relationship ends, I am most likely to A, try and figure out what happened and why, B, grieve and seek out supportive friends and family, C, get busy with work or other recreational activities, D, meditate on the lessons and purpose of the relationship. Again, when a relationship ends, I'm most likely to A, try and figure out what happened and why, B, grieve and seek out supportive friends and family, C, get busy with work or other activities, or D, meditate on the lessons and purpose of the relationship. Three, I express love most often by A, understanding others, B, feeling what others feel, C, acts of service, or D, offering inspiration and positive energy. I express love most often by A, understanding others, B, feeling what others feel, C, acts of service, or D, offering inspiration and positive energy. Four. When I sense that my partner is detaching from the relationship, I, A, share my impressions and try to discuss what I sense is happening, B, tell my partner that I love him or her and try to elicit his or her love in various ways, C, become more sensual and sexual, or D, say nothing, meditate, and look to my dreams and inner insight for guidance. That question again, four, is when I sense that my partner is detaching from the relationship, I A, share my impressions and try to discuss what I sense is happening, B, tell my partner that I love him or her and try to elicit his or her love in various ways, C, become sensual and sexual, or more sensual, and D, say nothing, meditate, and look to my dreams and inner guidance. Five, I'm most likely to seek the help of angels and divine spirit energy when I A, need it to solve a problem, B, need to feel loved, C, I don't really believe basically in angels, divine energy. I'm more comfortable with nature spirits. And D, I want companionship. I am most likely to seek the help of angels, spirit guides, divine energy when I, A, need to solve a problem, need to feel loved, is B. C, I'm more comfortable with fairies and nature spirits. Or D, I want companionship. 6, I know a relationship is over when A, we no longer share the same ideas and goals or see things the same way. B, I am no longer in love. C, I am no longer physically attracted. Or D, I have learned what I needed to learn in the relationship. Let's do that one again too. I know a relationship is over when A, we no longer share the same ideas and goals or see things the same way. B, I am no longer in love. C, I am no longer physically attracted. And D, I have learned what I needed to learn in the relationship. Again, just pick the one that seems most true most of the time, knowing, of course, that you probably at some time or another will feel all of those. 7, without knowing how, I often have insight into others, A, thoughts, B, their emotions, C, their physical health, or D, their dreams and aspirations. Again, that one is, without knowing how, I often have insight into others' thoughts, which is A, B, emotions, C, physical health, and D, dreams and aspirations. 8, my perfect date would include a long, interesting discussion under a moonlit night sky. B, feeling my heart open with the warm glow of passion. C, being close, holding hands, cuddling, or warm hugs. D, being in the presence of a kindred spirit with electrifying feelings of soul connection. That question again is, my perfect date would include A, a long, interesting discussion under a moonlit sky. B, feeling my heart open with the warm glow of passion. C, being close, holding hands, cuddling, or warm hugs. And D, being in the presence of a kindred spirit with electrifying feelings of soul connection. Okay, 9. Without being told, I can tune into what is going on in a relationship by A, intuiting my partner's thoughts. B, feeling the emotional energy that I receive from him or her. C, the sensations and feelings in my body, primarily my gut feelings and my overall feelings of tension or stress. Or D, I don't know how, I'm not sure. I just need to trust my impressions and inner knowing. We'll do that one again too. Without being told, I can tune into what is going on in a relationship by A, intuiting my partner's thoughts. B, feeling the emotional energy that I receive from him or her. C, the sensations and feelings in my own body, primarily my gut feelings and my overall feelings of tension or stress. Or D, I just know, not sure how. I just need to trust my impressions and inner knowing. 10. When I'm not in an intimate relationship, what I miss most is the synergy of common thoughts, ideas, and mutual understanding. An open and expanded love-filled heart sharing deep feelings. C, being close and relaxing in shared activities and sensual and sexual pleasure. Or D, not fulfilling my soul's purpose of deeply loving and evolving with another. All right, we're going to have to take a break in a minute, so let me just run through a couple more quickly. I become restless in intimate relationships when A, I'm not mentally challenged. B, the emotional intensity fades. C, when physical intimacy no longer excites me. Or D, when I sense I have fulfilled my purpose in it. 12. I feel instant chemistry with others who A, expand my heart. I feel instant chemistry with others who A, expand my mind and stimulate new ideas. B, open my heart. C, send tingling sensations and shivers through my body. Or D, inspire me. Let me try to do this one. I'll do one real quick. When I'm in love, I can easily tune into my partner's A, thoughts, B, feelings, C, health and energy, well-being, and D, spiritual energy. All right. We're going to have to take a break in a minute, actually right now, and we'll come back and go through the quiz.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and I'm being told that I'm the quiz master. Brian wants me to announce my title. Brian is the captain of the ship here at the station, and I told him I would call myself the quiz master. So I'm actually going to call myself the intuitive love quiz master. All right. So in that role, we're going to go through two more questions, and then I'm going to tell you the results. There are many more questions in the book. We're not going to get through them all. Again, if you're interested, want to do it, it's Love and Intuition. Amazon bookstores. And all right, let's do this one other question. Well, two other questions. I like this question. It's most important that a mate A, accepts me, B, passionately shares with me, C, helps me, or D, is on a similar spiritual path. Now, I know all of those are probably important for you, but which one tends to be the most important? Again, it is most important that a mate A, accepts me, B, passionately shares with me, C, helps me, or D, is on a similar spiritual path. All right, last question. The highest form of love is best expressed as A, enlightenment, B, heartfelt compassion, forgiveness, and unconditional love, C, feelings of oneness and unity with all of life, or D, sensations of soothing energy, lifting one beyond the mundane and into bliss. What's the highest form of love, best expressed as A, enlightenment, B, heartfelt compassion, forgiveness, unconditional love, C, feelings of oneness and unity with all of life, or D, sensations of soothing energy, lifting one beyond the mundane and into bliss? All right, my dears, what love type are you? All right, so add up your scores. How many A's do you have? How many B's? How many C's? How many D's? And, all right, if you have mostly A's, you are a mental love intuitive. If you have mostly B's, you are an emotional love intuitive. If you have C's, you are a physical love intuitive. And if you have D's, you are a spiritual love intuitive. Again, A people, that's mental. B is emotional. C's are physical. And D's are spiritual. Okay, so let's talk about what that means to be the certain type of intuitives. Let's start with mental intuitives, which is A. Mental intuitives, a lot of times mental intuitives are men, but not always. There's an awful lot of women in mental intuitives too. And mental intuitives are kind of concerned mostly with thought, ideas, consciousness. Love for the mental intuitive is truth. Truth, truth. They want to know the truth. What is the truth of life? That for them is love. Love is the key that unlocks the great mystery of life for the mental intuitive. And through loving another, they're able to understand and make sense of themselves and of life. Their strengths in loving are understanding, knowing, predicting patterns, and telepathy. In relationships, they strive to understand others and desire to be known and valued. They long to be recognized, acknowledged, and fully accepted exactly the way that they are. With their natural telepathy, mental intuitives are likely to want to know their loved one's secrets and private thoughts, and they often, without even knowing they're doing it sometimes, intuit the thoughts and feelings, the knowing that their partner may be feeling, thinking, but not expressing. They can perceive others' patterns of behaviors, understand what motivates them, and often predict what a loved one may need and want. Now, if you're in a relationship with a mental intuitive, you may find that a lot of times you're going to feel a little bit exposed. They're going to want to know everything, and they're going to want to understand. And they're the types that want to help you figure things out and offer solutions. Like, sometimes you'll just want to be talking and feeling and expressing. And a mental intuitive, the way they're going to love is they're going to try to give you solutions and ideas. Now, for some types of intuitives, they're going to think, you know, wait a minute, I'm not looking for a solution. I just want to feel loved right now. But understand, if you're with a mental intuitive, that is the way that they are going to be loving you, is by helping you to make sense of your life or offer insight. Mental intuitives bring into relationships, though, that deep understanding, and often are very visionary, insightful. They can kind of see the big picture. They can kind of see possibilities that others won't see, and really provide for many people, mental intuitives, kind of a path, you know, a way to proceed when they're feeling blocked or stuck in any way. Now, unfortunately, mental intuitives are often misunderstood because they're not always the warm, sensitive types. They don't always maybe express things the way other types, especially emotional intuitives, would want to hear words of love and feeling. So if you suspect you have a mental intuitive in your life, just understand them and give them that acceptance, because that's really what they need the most. Just to sum up, mental intuitives feel love as understanding, communication, acceptance, thoughtfulness, non-judgmental approval, and recognition for their ideas. They really, if you want to love a mental intuitive, listen to their ideas and let them know just how brilliant they are and how much they're helping you with that. And they are going to feel loved and accept their quirkiness, accept all of it, and they will feel like they're in bliss. All right, emotional intuitives. They're almost like opposite in many ways of the mental intuitives. Emotional intuitives just want to feel, share, and express. They feel all the many feelings of love. They can feel bliss, ecstasy, high passion, connection, but they can also feel, you know, sadness, loss, depression, feelings for the emotional intuitive. And, you know, the emotional intuitive in love is always absorbing the emotional energy of others in their partner. They're highly empathetic, and without realizing it, they often mistake others' emotions for their own. Emotional intuitives desire to experience intense heart connections. They're the ones that often, most often, really long for a soulmate. They really want to share at the deep, deep level their emotional passion, longing, and spiritual aspirations. An emotional intuitive may unexpectedly experience strong and persistent feelings about another and have no idea why or what to do with those feelings. They can experience unexplained waves of emotion while kind of just going about their everyday and have no idea why they're feeling such strong emotions. At times, they can feel overwhelmed by this. And for an emotional intuitive, it's so important for them to feel and to give to others, to share their love, to be of service. They love to love. Basically, emotional intuitives love to love. They fully open their hearts in relationships, and they really expect that others do the same. And they don't always understand emotional intuitives, that sometimes other intuitives aren't able to express love and feel love and put it into words that they can. And they can feel unloved if they're not getting that. So it's important, if you're an emotional intuitive, to realize that while you may be feeling that you are so in love and so connected, you are, but your partner or those in your family may just have a different way of intuiting love. And it doesn't mean they don't love you. It just means that their experience of it may not be at the high, passionate experience that you're feeling. But, you know, emotional intuitives, they do. They love to love, and they love to give, heal, and share. And they really want to merge with others. They really have a sense of love in the big picture. And they can express, you know, a lot of care and compassion, forgiveness for those that they do love. And of all the types, they're probably most innately connected with pure love. Emotional intuitives feel love as heart opening, warmth, caring, emotional intensity, romantic gestures, and acts of kindness. So, if you're an emotional intuitive, you know, I tell you, it's quite a ride. Well, it is for all types, but emotional intuitives can really kind of go up and down, up and down. All right, we're going to talk about physical intuitives. We don't have long. We've got just a minute, and we're going to talk about spiritual intuitives. We're going to come back in a minute, and we're going to get back into kind of discussing a little bit more of these types, maybe how they can interact with one another. And we're going through a little bit of that as we go. Again, I am Sherry Dillard, and my website, www.sherrydillard.com. Take a look at it, sign up for my newsletter, and we will be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. You're back with me, Sherry Dillard. We're talking about love. We're talking about intuition. It's Valentine's Day, and I hope you're all feeling really loved. Really, 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 really loved, and not just by others. Of course, it's great to be loved by others. It's a wonderful thing. But love yourself. love yourself and let love in. Let that higher power of love that is always available. Take a deep breath. Just all take a deep breath and just imagine that wonderful, powerful love, that high, universal, absolute love just coming into your heart and your soul and just filling you, lifting you, and guiding you. All right, my dears, let's get back to our quiz. All right, if you answered mostly C on the quiz, then you are a physical intuitive. Now, physical intuitives in love are interesting, because, you know, physical intuitives love to physically love others. They love the feeling of holding hands, hugging, of course, sexual communication of any kind, sensuality. But they also really can express love through acts of service, through helping others. They're the kind that, you know, you have a problem or you got to do something around the house and they offer to come over and paint or, you know, bring a meal or do anything. I just love physical intuitives in that way. They tend to kind of show up. They're the ones that show up. They might not always know how to put their love into words, and they may not always kind of understand, like a mental intuitive, you know, kind of the bigger picture and maybe the things you should be doing, or have great kind of guidance and ideas, but they will show up and they will be of service and they will let you know that you are loved. They'll hug you, kiss you, do all kinds of nice warm things. And you know, for the physical intuitive, it's really important that they receive this back too. Talking to a physical intuitive about love is not going to get their feeling of feeling loved as much as touching them is going to. Holding hand, even just rubbing their back, rubbing their shoulder. And, you know, if you have children too, by the way, it's important to know the way they're receiving love, because some kids, when I worked in treatment, it was funny with kids. Some kids actually didn't really, when this was treatment, so they kind of, you know, they're real tight sometimes and tense. Some kids would respond to kind of just, you know, a hand on their shoulder. Some kids would kind of withdraw from it. Some kids are going to need that. Others are going to need to feel really understood more. Others are going to maybe need to talk about their moods, learn how to deal with their ups and downs of emotions. And we're going to talk about spiritual intuitives in a moment and how to work with that. But for the physical intuitives, they connect with the higher states of love, absolute love, through awareness of beauty. They tend to really love nature, be able to feel a spiritual connection with that. And they can sometimes have kind of a transcendent experience with sexuality. It's really divine kind of connectedness for them. Okay, I'm going to jump over to spiritual intuitive because we want to get everything in here. The spiritual intuitive, for the spiritual intuitive, love is not just an emotion like it is for the emotional intuitive. It's actually kind of a reality. You know, spiritual intuitives have more of a sense of energy. They're more intuitively connected to states of energy and feeling love as energy, which if you're a spiritual intuitive, you get that. If you're not, it's going to seem kind of abstract to you. Spiritual intuitives are especially adept at attuning themselves to the vibration of others and perceiving their soulful essence. They're the ones that can kind of really receive intuitive information through dreams, visions. They may see loved ones' auras. They may see their energy field. They may see loved ones who have passed over or feel more of a connection to them. They're also, spiritual intuitives, more able and likely to feel the presence of angels, spirit guides, and kind of more or less just divine energy. They're a little bit more abstract, you know, where the physical intuitive is going to want to touch, feel, the mental, figure it out, the emotion, feel. The spiritual intuitive is going to kind of be a little bit more ethereal, a little bit out there with their sense of love. You know, and the funny thing about spiritual intuitives is they're often attracted to others simply because they intuit a connection. Now, I am a spiritual intuitive primarily in love. It's funny because my regular intuitive type is more emotional. spiritual. But when it comes to love, relationships, I'm actually more of a spiritual intuitive. And spiritual intuitives, what we tend to do is if we feel like someone is meant to be in our life, if we feel a connection with them, or even just meeting somebody and you feel like, you know, there's something, there's an important, I'm needing to learn, experience my journey with this person. Maybe it's karmic, past life, but this person in some way needs to be a part of my life. And spiritual intuitives will often feel that more than the other types and be able to connect with others through that kind of more etheric devotion of just feeling that kind of connection. Spiritual intuitives, we also need a lot of kind of higher love too. We need to feel a purpose in our relationships. We need to know that we're learning, we're growing, we're evolving, and so is the partner. And a lot of times our connection with them is about helping them to evolve, helping them to grow, helping to resolve whatever other karma we're feeling with them. And so, again, it's kind of different than the other types are. Spiritual intuitives can at times be impulsive and changeable and elusive. Sometimes we kind of know when a relationship is over just because we get that kind of sense of it. Other times we'll stay in relationships long past the time that we should leave because we're still feeling that our purpose in that relationship is not yet finished. I tell you, I see a lot of clients that do that. They stay in a relationship long after it is really reached its conclusion in this lifetime because they really feel, you know what, I didn't achieve the purpose that I came into this life with this person to achieve. It's incomplete. I'm not done. I don't want to leave it. And they have a really hard time doing that. So it's important if you're a spiritual intuitive or any intuitive, if you experience that feeling, is to know that in any lifetime, if it's with another, we can only do our part. We can't make something happen, even if we came in to make it happen, if the other party is not present to that. And so at times we can only kind of find satisfaction with doing our part in it and letting go of the rest. Now, if you're a spiritual intuitive, you're going to feel love as energy. You're going to feel it as tingling sensation, as a feeling of connection despite physical distance with another. You may dream a lot about another. You may feel love at first sight. You may feel like you can overcome all odds in a relationship. And you really need to feel known and appreciated on a soul level. All right. We went through this really quick. I'm always surprised at how time goes by so quickly in this show. And I hope, again, that you're all having a wonderful Valentine's Day. If you're interested in anything that we talked about today and also interested in developing your intuition more, love and intuition, like I said, you get it on Amazon bookstores. It's going to give you a lot of exercises on using intuition in your relationships. And it's a wonderful way to grow and change and evolve. And at the same time, you know, experience more love in relationships, more connection with others. This is Sherry Dillard. This is Intuit University, www.sherrydillard.com. Please feel free. Give me a call. Look at my website. Sign up for my newsletter. Give me an email at sgd7777. I love working with people about relationships and love. It's one of my favorite areas to help others with. So if you do have any kind of questions, concerns, would like to tap in, feel free. Give me an email. Look at my website. Look at the book. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day, everybody. You are love beings, and I love you, and I will see you all next week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard.
Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.